When the Russian soldier had finished his wonderful whirling and twirling dance, he didn't seem the least bit tired.
I've never seen anyone dance with such vim and vigor.
Just then, from the next room came the sound of weeping. Clara couldn't understand how anyone could be sad in the wonderful castle of the Magic Kingdom.
I wonder who is crying. Do you know Nutcracker?
I can't imagine. Let's go see who it is.
Can I come too? I just hate to see anybody unhappy.
Oh, please do come. You could make anyone happy.
And so, Clara and the Nutcracker Prince and the Russian soldier all went to the next room and politely knocked on the door. Come in, said a very, very sad voice. As they stepped inside, they found themselves in a marvelous room that reminded Clara of a picture she had seen in her book of Arabian Nights. Desert sands covered the floor, and a sleepy-looking camel was standing beside swaying palm trees. Seated on a velvet cushion was the most beautiful Arabian princess, dressed in a flowing silken gown. She wore a white veil over her face, but Clara could still see the tears in her eyes.
Why are you crying? Oh, Arabian princess, don't you have everything you want? Everything your heart desires here in the Magic Kingdom?
Yes, everything, except one thing.